Hello, this is Liz Elliott in for Dave Smith, the regular host for the North Carolina Reading Services Triangle Bulletin Board. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. And for the next half hour, I'm going to be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources around the Triangle area here in North Carolina and outside the Triangle just a little bit. And we're going to start with the Raleigh Improv. So many great things happening there. The Raleigh Improv is a comedy club on Parkside Main Street in Cary. You can reach their website at improv.com/Raleigh. And unless it's noted otherwise, all shows are 21 and over. You can check their website for exact show times, ticket prices, food and beverage minimums, and a full lineup. July 14th through 16th, Hans Kim will be at the Raleigh Improv. And Hans Kim is a regular on a show called Kill Tony and has opened up for Joe Rogan and Tony Hinchcliffe. He's a comedian who's a big player on the social networking scene through Facebook, where he's amassed over 100 friends. He might have a few more than that. He is strong both physically and emotionally. This is coming from his bio, so who am I to say otherwise? He was also voted third most improved indie one-liner comic in North Seattle in June of 2016. Hans Kim again at the Raleigh Improv in Cary, July 14th through 16th. Again at the Raleigh Improv, July 21st through 23rd, Afion Crockett. Afion is best known for his comedy niche with online sketch parody videos garnering over 50 million views on YouTube. And this caught the attention of hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons and resulted in the launch of an original online comedy series titled Hustles with Russells, starring the two. This also sparked multiple viral commercial campaigns. For one commercial, Afion starred alongside Dr. Dre and LeBron James, as well as for one of Jay-Z's clothing line, Rockaware, where Afion impersonates Jay-Z and the French twin dancers Les Twins. Afion also partnered with Russell Simmons at Def Pictures to produce and star in films written by and starring Crockett. So lots going on with Afion Crockett, and you can catch him live at the Raleigh Improv July 21st through the 23rd. Also, Mike Epps coming to the Raleigh Improv in Cary July 28th through the 30th. He's generating an extraordinary amount of buzz among his peers for being not only one of the funniest comic actors in town, but also for his burgeoning dramatic talent. Mike Epps is currently starring and producing the Netflix comedy The Upshaws. And his show is based on his life growing up in Indiana and taken from his 2018 HarperCollins autobiography, Unsuccessful Thug. And the book is written by Mike about his life and childhood. And he was recently seen in the Amazon feature Troop Zero, starring alongside all kinds of stars, Viola Davis, Allison Janney, Jim Gaffigan, and lots of other great stuff going on. And you can catch Mike Epps July 28th through 30th at the Raleigh Improv. Also coming up at the Raleigh Improv in Cary, Jay Jordan on August 2nd, Ian Bagg August 3rd through the 5th, Ari Spears August 11th through 13th, and James Gregory also August 13th at the Raleigh Improv in Cary. At the Hallie Cultural Arts Center on North Salem Street in Apex, where they are at the peak of good living, they have free Wednesday movie nights. So join them on the first Wednesday of every month for a free movie. And that Wednesday night movie is geared for teens and adults. Reservations and tickets are not required. The movies start at 7:30 p.m. and there are no previews. And the upcoming Wednesday nights are August 2nd, September 6th, and November 1st. They also have free Wednesday morning movies at the Hallie Cultural Arts Center. So grab the kids' snacks and blankets and visit the Hallie Cultural Arts Center for your free favorite movies on the big screen. Those doors open at 9:30 a.m. Movies start at 10 a.m. There are no previews. Upcoming Wednesday morning movies are July 19th, August 16th, September 20th, October 18th, November 15th, and December 20th. And if you want to know exactly what those movies are, Hallie publicizes that about 1 week before the movie. So call 919-249-1120 1 week prior to that Wednesday, prior to the event, for the movie title or to sign up to be on their email list. Hallie Cultural Arts Center over in Apex. Arts Access, of course, providing wonderful audio description for so many performances around the Triangle. And always check the Arts Access website to see what they have coming up because the list changes all the time. But I have a current list of some performances around town, including a rescheduled showing of Puss in Boots at the North Carolina Museum of Art. It was scheduled from August 17th to July 14th. They do have audio description at this July 14th event. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, everyone's favorite leche-loving, swashbuckling, fear-defying feline returns. For the first time in more than a decade, DreamWorks Animations presents a new adventure in the Shrek universe as daring outlaw Puss in Boots discovers his passion for peril. And disregard for safety have taken their toll. Oh, poor Puss in Boots. He's burned through 8 of his 9 lives in this movie, though he lost count along the way. And getting those lives back will send Puss in Boots on his grandest quest yet. The notorious Puss in Boots, voiced by Academy Award nominee Antonio Banderas, embarks on an epic journey into the Black Forest to find the mythical wishing star and restore his lost lives. But with only one life left, Puss will have to humble himself and ask for help from his former partner and nemesis, the captivating Kitty Softpaws. And Kitty Softpaws is voiced by Academy Award nominee Selma Hayek-Pinault. And all kinds of wonderful information about Puss in Boots, such a cute movie. The audio description of that film is provided by Arts Access, and those headsets are available at the Arts Access table just inside the Park Theater entrance. Please contact Molly Hull at the North Carolina Museum of Art. That's mhull at ncartmuseum.org. That's their accessibility coordinator, with any questions or to request accommodations. And requests related to captioning and audio description do require a minimum of 2 weeks' notice. And just another little note about Picnic in the Park. You can pre-order picnic boxes for park theater events. And picnics are individual boxes filled with sandwiches, salads, sides, and bottled water. Additional beverages, including wine, beer, cocktails, soft drinks, and kombucha, are available on site for purchase. And if you're a museum member, you can save 10%. So if you don't have time to order a picnic, don't worry. They've got a full concession menu in the Park Theater featuring a variety of hot and cold items. And if you do order a picnic box, they're ready for pickup on site when gates open for concerts and films. So lots of great information there about Puss in Boots at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Again, that will be audio described, and that's July 14th. Another wonderful film at the North Carolina Museum of Art is Turning Red. Turning Red was rescheduled to Saturday, July 15th. Tickets can be used on a new date or for another movie. And again, this performance does include audio description. Turning Red has young actress Rosalie Chang, and she lends her voice to Mei-Lin Lee, a 13-year-old who suddenly poofs into a giant red panda when she gets too excited, which is practically always. Sandra Oh voices Mei-Lin's protective, if not slightly overbearing, mother Ming, who's never far from her daughter, an unfortunate reality for the teenager. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, July 15th. That's this weekend. And if you have any other questions about the museum and those movies and picnic boxes, where do I park? Can I bring my dog? What happens if it rains? For answers to all of those questions, just head over to the Museum of Art's webpage or email Molly Hull, their accessibility coordinator, with questions about accessibility, mhull@ncartmuseum.com. Also at the Art Museum, the documentary Beyond Sight, Making of Envision, that's going to be shown Saturday, July 15th, this weekend at the North Carolina Museum of Art, 2 to 5. And the Museum of Art is on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, if I didn't say that before. But this movie is really interesting. It's a documentary about Envision, Sensory Beyond Sight. And from July 3rd through the 5th of 2022, Shali Dance Works premiered Envision, Sensory Beyond Sight to live audiences, opening the 89th American Dance Festival season with 5 sold-out performances at The Fruit in Durham, North Carolina. Talented videographer Pali Moen captured the show with high-quality multi-camera shots of the live performance. And while creating this collaborative dance theater work, filmmaker Michael Washington of Argyle Rebel Films added another layer of collaboration. He documented the process. So you're invited to join Arts Access North Carolina and the North Carolina Museum of Art, both on stage and behind the scenes through this double premiere to take a closer look at what went into the making and to experience the virtual premiere of Envision Sensory Beyond Sight. Following the documentary, there is going to be a panel discussion with the artists. All kinds of information and just a wonderful premiere, and that is this Saturday, July 15th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. You can also enjoy an audio-described performance of Mary Poppins. Now, that is going to be Saturday, July 29th at 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Theater. It's a magical musical based on the similarly titled Mary Poppins children's books by P.L. Travers and the 1964 Disney film, and is a fusion of various elements from the two, including songs from the film. This musical is an enchanting mixture of irresistible story, unforgettable songs, breathtaking dance numbers, and really astonishing stagecraft. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins flies into a 1910 England to attend to the troubled Banks family. Using a combination of magic, games, and common sense, she must teach the family members how to value each other again. Mary Poppins takes the children on many supercalifragilisticexpialidocious adventures, but Jane and Michael aren't the only ones upon whom she has a profound effect. Even grown-ups can learn a lesson or two from the nanny, who advises anything can happen if you let it. Also, an audio-described performance of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is available Saturday, October 14th at 2 p.m. at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The Tony and Grammy Award-winning Carole King musical Beautiful is the inspiring true story of one woman's remarkable journey from teenage songwriter to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is featuring over two dozen pop classics, including You've Got a Friend, One Fine Day, Up on the Roof, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and Natural Woman. This crowd-pleasing international phenomenon is filled with the songs you remember and the story you'll never forget. Just a wonderful musical. I've heard so many good reviews, and I hope I get the chance to see it. You can enjoy audio-described performance of it again Saturday, October 14th at 2 p.m. at Memorial Auditorium. Also, the Johnny Mathis Show, Saturday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC, will be audio-described. So that is a wonderful list of audio-described performances from Arts Access North Carolina at many, many venues around the Triangle. We have a list of what's coming up at Raleigh Little Theater on Pogue Street in Raleigh. A comedy, Puffs, July 21st through the 30th, 2023. And here's the description. For 7 years, a certain boy wizard went to a certain wizard school and conquered evil. This, however, is not his story. This is the story of the Puffs, who just happened to be there too. Presented by RLT's Teens on Stage and Teens Backstage Summer Program, Puffs, or seven increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic, is a hilarious and heartfelt tale for anyone who has never been destined to save the world. Sounds like a really cute show at Raleigh Little Theater. A musical at Raleigh Little Theater is coming up in August called Curtains. That'll be August 11th through the 27th, 2023. It's the brassy, bright, and promising year of 1959. Boston's Colonial Theater is host to the opening night performance of a new musical. When the leading lady mysteriously dies on stage, the entire cast and crew become suspects. And it's up to a local fast-talking detective who just happens to be a musical theater fan to save the show, to solve the case, and maybe even find love, all without getting killed. Packed with glorious tunes from the legendary songwriting team of Kander and Ebb, Curtains is a witty and hilarious musical whodunit that you won't want to miss. Curtains at Raleigh Little Theater, August 11th through the 27th. Family musical coming up in September. Last Stop on Market Street, September 16th through the 24th at RLT. Here's the description. On a Sunday after church, CJ and his Nana board the public bus for their weekly trip across town to help out a soup kitchen. Along the way, CJ notices the many differences among people and asks tons of curious questions. Why don't we have a car? How come that man can't see? How come it's always so dirty over there? How? Why? With Nana's fearless and compassionate guidance, CJ discovers that everyone and everything has a unique rhythm and purpose, that the world's got answers if we listen with more than our ears and see with more than our eyes. This inspiring and imaginative play is based on the New York Times bestseller that won a Newbery Medal, Coretta Scott King Illustrator Honor, and a Caldecott Honor. Coming up in October at Raleigh Little Theater, a thriller, Misery. True life becomes stranger than fiction when an acclaimed romance novelist wakes up in the home of his number one fan. Rescued from a near-fatal wintry car crash, Paul Sheldon finds himself incapacitated and secluded in the home of Annie Wilkes. When events take a nightmarish turn, the injured Paul realizes the unhinged Annie has no intention of letting him leave. This spine-tingling psychological thriller traps you in the room with Paul as he must outsmart Annie if he hopes to escape. Based on Stephen King's best-selling novel, from the screenwriter of the 1990 Academy Award-winning film adaptation, Misery's tense cat-and-mouse game will grip you to the very end. Misery, again, at Raleigh Little Theater, October 20th through November 5th. And finally, wrapping up their offerings for the year, a holiday musical, Cinderella 2023. That'll be December 1st through the 17th at Raleigh Little Theater. It's their holiday tradition, and it's returning for the 39th year. Kids of all ages will love this retelling of the beloved fairy tale, filled with music, laughs, and a sparkle of magic. This musical comedy features elegant costumes and scenery and a cast of memorable characters, including some conniving step relatives, royals, and everyone's favorite resourceful fairy godmother, or FG for short. Come experience the show that has enchanted Raleigh families for almost 40 years. Cinderella, again, December 1st through the 17th, 2023. So many other wonderful things coming up in the spring at Raleigh Little Theater. We will tell you about that later, but you can see it all when you visit their website, RaleighLittleTheater.org. Moving over to the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. On Sunday, July 16th, Abbey Road, a tribute to the Beatles with their tight harmonies, flawless note-for-note renditions of Beatles hits, custom-tailored costumes, Liverpudlian dialect, and precise attention to every detail. Abbey Road has honed their show to become one of the most musically and visually satisfying Beatle tribute acts in the world. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 p.m. July 25th through the 30th, Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins will be at the North Carolina Theater. Don't forget, one of those shows does have audio description. On Friday, August 11th, the Marca MP's Brindo Tour 2023 will be at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, August 18th, That's My Jam. Friday, August 25th, the Bronco Tour USA 2023 on Vivo e Toto Color Tour. Saturday, August 26th, the Sinatra Experience. And Sunday, August 27th, Los Amantes Perfectos at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Their number for more information, 919-996-8700. If you've not seen Steve Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today. It's making a stop in Greensboro this fall. The comedy legends will be performing their new show at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. And their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. And it's set for October 13th, again, at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. DPAC has released the schedule for 2023-2024, DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center's truest Broadway series, October 10th through the 22nd, MJ the Musical, November 7th through 12th, Funny Girl, January 2nd through the 7th, 2024, Girl from the North Country, February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan, March 19th through the 24th, Doubtfire, May 15th through June 9th, Disney's The Lion King, and July 30th through August 4th, 2024, Mamma Mia. I have never been disappointed when I attended a show at the Durham Performing Arts Center, and I don't think I will be in the next season because that is a wonderful, wonderful lineup. So many other wonderful things coming to the Durham Performing Arts Center. Most of these shows start at 8, unless otherwise noted. On Saturday, July 22nd, Russell Peters' Act Your Age Tour. Russell Peters was recently named one of Rolling Stone's 50 best comics of all time. He started doing stand-up at the age of 19 at open mics across his native Toronto and spent the next 15 years honing his craft at clubs across Canada and the UK. On Saturday, July 29th, the Ladies R&B Kickback Concert. This show features Jagged Edge from the Casey Brothers, Lloyd, Bobby V, Case, Shy, and Jay Holiday, who's an American singer, songwriter, and rapper. He came into prominence in 2007, and they will all be featured Saturday, July 29th at the Ladies R&B Kickback Concert at the DPAC. Friday, August 4th. The Rocket Man Show. It's a tribute to Elton John. Scotsman Russ Anderson is Elton John's official body double for his farewell Yellow Brick Road World Tour videos and photos. Handpicked by Elton John and David Furnish, it was Russ's on-live tribute production, The Rocket Man Show, which got him noticed. In the show, Russ recreates the magic and live persona of a young Elton like no other. Saturday, August 5th, as we mentioned before, Johnny Mathis will be at the Durham Performing Arts Center, and that will be an audio-described performance, best known for his supremely popular hits like Chances Are, It's Not For Me to Say, and Misty. Johnny Mathis has recorded more than 80 albums, including 6 Christmas albums, and he's sold millions of records worldwide. During his extensive career, he's had 3 songs inducted to the Grammy Hall of Fame. He's achieved 50 hits on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart and ranks as the all-time number 6 album artist in the history of Billboard's pop album charts. That show starts at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, August 5th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Wednesday, August 9th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. This concert will feature an arrangement of Lovett standards as well as songs from his critically acclaimed album, 12th of June. The album continues to highlight Lovett's ability to fuse elements of jazz, country, western swing, folk, gospel, blues in a convention-defying manner that breaks down all kinds of barriers. An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, again Wednesday, August 9th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Monday, August 14th, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova of The Swell Season. This show follows last year's sold-out shows in celebration of the 15th anniversary of the film Once. The duo behind the Academy Award-winning song Falling Slowly will perform a career-spanning set of songs from The Swell Season, Once, and their individual careers. On Thursday and Friday, August 17th and 18th, Leanne Morgan's Just Getting Started tour will be at the Durham Performing Arts Center. After discovering her passion for stand-up comedy later in life and finding the time and confidence to pursue her dream, Leanne has cemented herself as a must-watch comedian. Morgan's comedy has landed her at the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal and has brought her development deals for her own sitcom with ABC and Warner Brothers. And Leanne Morgan's show begins at 7. More things coming up at the DPAC Saturday, August 19th. Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Wednesday through Saturday, August 13th through 17th, Wicked. Tuesday, September 19th, Squeeze and the Psychedelic Furs. Wednesday, September 20th, Ben Folds' What Matters Most Tour. Thursday, September 21st, Nick Cave, Live in North America Solo. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, Joe Coy, comedian at DPAC. Thursday, September 28th, Chicago's 21 Top 10 Hits Live Tour. And Friday, September 29th, Patti LaBelle in concert. And that's a great look at all the wonderful things coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, North Carolina. A few things coming up at the Carolina Theater in Durham. That's on West Morgan Street there in Durham. All these programs start at 8, unless otherwise noted. This Saturday, July 15th, the Wait, Wait Stand-Up Tour. Sunday, July 16th, Melissa Etheridge's Summer Tour 23. Friday, July 28th, Rory Scovel, The Last Tour, 2023. Saturday, August 19th, Please Don't Destroy Live. September 5th, The Tallest Man on Earth. September 7th, The Mavericks. September 8th, Miranda Sings. And September 15th, Staying Alive, One Night of the Bee Gees. And that's all at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Their number is 919-560-3030. Moving on to Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Billy Strings is currently performing. That run is from Thursday, July 13th to Saturday, July 15th. On Sunday, July 16th, Summerfest featuring the Catalinas. On Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. That's happening at Booth Amphitheater those days. On Sunday, August 27th, Shakti's 50th anniversary tour. On Saturday, September 9th, Smooth Nights, Rashawn Peterson and Loose Ends featuring Jane Eugene. On Sunday, September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, Dark Side 50 tour. On Saturday, September 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. On Sunday, September 24th, Turnpike Troubadours with special guest Lucero and Reckless Kelly. On Sunday, October 1st, Folk and Funk Music Festival. And on Saturday, October 14th, Hum Sub Diwali Festival. At Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek on August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinks. On August 5th, Slightly Stupid Sublime with Rome and Atmosphere. August 6th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Too Short. August 7th, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, and Ginger. August 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. August 11th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 15th, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Jeremy. August 19th, Pentatonics and Lauren Elena. August 29th, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. On September 8th, the Outlaw Music Festival, Willie Nelson and Family, Tedeschi Trucks Band, The String Cheese Incident, Los Lobos, and Particle Kid. September 9th, Sam Hunt, Freddie Young, and Lily Rose. September 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. October 5th, The Zac Brown Band, King Calloway, and Tennille Towns. And October 26th, Luke Bryan. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosalyn. Tuesday, July 18th, Young Blood, the World Tour with the Regrets and Games We Play. Thursday, July 20th, Jake Owen with Nico Moon. Friday, July 21st, Louis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour 2023. July 27th, Dirty Heads Island Glow Tour. Friday, July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Andress and Breland. And July 29th, Counting Crows, Banshee Season Tour with Dashboard Confessional. And that's just a look at some of the acts coming to Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. So much to do around the Triangle area and all of North Carolina. I'm Liz Elliott, in for Dave Smith, and we do read for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.